Say my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, March the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour, where we'll try and make some sense of the insane. Man, what a week this has been. Each and every Friday, we usually spend an hour with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. However, Charles will not be with us this Friday because he is, as we speak, in Washington, D.C., getting ready to host a vigil in Virginia leading up to the start of the AIPAC conference. And we'll be participating with Kirk Pink in occupying AIPAC. No matter how you may feel about Charles Carlson, he has my respect for the simple fact he not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk. And he goes through great expense, doesn't get sponsored by anybody, has no PACs helping him out financially, whether it's for his travel costs and accommodations. Everything Charles does, he does on the cheap. Just hoping to change one or two minds about the evils of Zionism. So I am anticipating a great show next Friday with Charles when he will recount his experiences in Washington, D.C. over this weekend. We'll take this quick time out and be right back and deal with how the financials closed out the week. And what a week it was. And it's going to get more interesting next week. After this,
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness.
Welcome back to the flip side, and that snippet, or bump, if you will, is my son-in-law, Daniel O'Nellis, who unfortunately lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And I have spent a great deal of time speaking with my daughter, making sure that she survived the tornadoes that blew through Tennessee today. It's an amazing thing to watch. Anyway, back on to more important things. Dow closed the week off 3 points at 12,977. They tried as hard as they could at CNBC to push it over 13,000 for the Friday, but they failed. NASDAQ off almost 13 points at 2,976. U.S. dollar higher by 84 basis points. Dollar index at 79.43. There was not much saber rattling going on today, which gave traders opportunity to take profits in crude oil. Crude oil off $2.14. Barrel of crude now at $106.50. Soon to be $200 a barrel. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Gold, after having a very interesting week, ended off $6.70 at $1,712. Silver off 78 cents at $34.83. Platinum off $2 at $17.03. Palladium off 6 at $17.17. 717, I should say. And mining index, weaker by 339 basis points. XAU closed the week out at 194.22. I spent a good part of the day compiling stories, which you'll find on my website, trying to explain what happened on Wednesday when at exactly 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the cartel hit gold for $100. This is what is interesting. You have two people commenting about the events on Wednesday. That just make you think, let's be frank, something illegal took place. No shock or surprise. First off, a man who was not friendly to gold in any way, shape, or form, and denies profusely that he's ever been a gold bug. Dennis Gartman, in his Gartman letter today, he says this, after giving a commentary about the markets in general, he says, as for the gold market, we remain bullish of gold in yen terms, and having made that statement yet again, we note something wholly out of the ordinary on our part. The prospects that something manipulative and perhaps even nefarious took place Wednesday in the gold market. The market's plunge may not have been solely the result of pure market forces, but may have been the result of a very real effort to manipulate the market lower, perhaps on orders of a central bank hoping to break the market in order to buy gold more cheaply after the surge of selling, or perhaps on the order of a government wishing to drive down the optics of weaker gold prices. So here you've got Dennis Gartman, speculating, if you will, that yes, there is manipulation going on in the gold market. To add fuel to the fire, that old curmudgeon, the UBS floor trader Art Cashin, went a step further. And he tried to explain the actions that took place on the floor of the NYSE on Wednesday. As you know, Art Cashin is the director of floor operations for UBS. he pointed out in his daily postings that a hypothesis has begun circulating amongst those on the floor of the NYSE that the instantaneousness and uniform sell-off around 10 a.m. on Wednesday was a result of computers using artificial intelligence because none of the traders on the floor could explain exactly what happened. Well, not only are the traders in the dark, but so is yours truly. Andrew Maguire, the noted whistleblower, gave an exclusive interview to Eric King at King World News this morning and was asked about the Wednesday smash in gold and silver and asked him if it was a blatant manipulation. Here's what Maguire had to say about the situation. Eric, it couldn't have been more blatant. Talk about not worrying about hiding your footprints. This was obviously sanctioned somewhere at a higher level because the amounts of contracts, paper contracts, that hit the market all at once within seconds of each other, this was not normal trading. No wonder Art Cashin is calling this event artificial intelligence. Andrew Maguire went on to say, this manipulation was 100% to protect resistance levels that were about to be breached. However, I don't think for a minute this has fooled anybody. Anyone in the physical market was waiting for something like this. You only have to have enough of the weak money in there, and sure enough, they will flush it out. The commercials have been meeting these guys, meaning futures buyers, head on, one for one, short for long, for the last couple of weeks. We've been seeing it build up, and all the commercials have done is cash it in. We'll have more after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever. The Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
Welcome back upside for this Friday. Prophetic words from Jackson Browne, from the album Lives in the Balance. Chris Powell, Secretary and Treasury of the Gold Watchdog Group, known as GATA, had this to say about Andrew Maguire's disclosure on King World News today, that Pan Asia Gold Exchange has been killed because of pressure brought in China by a New York financial house, signifies that as much as gold advocates have seen China as an ally against the gold price suppression scheme, the Chinese government is cooperating with price suppression insofar as it serves the Chinese government's interests as well. That is, while the Chinese government appears to be purchasing the full output of the nation's gold mines and is buying up natural resources around the world and reducing its dollar-denominated assets. So, as the headline reads from GATA today, China is in on the gold suppression scheme too. Also of note today, Dow Jones reported that gold exchange-traded funds glittered in February as the metal holdings set a record when gold ETFs reached an all-time high of 2,469 metric tons at the end of February, rising 32 tons over the month, this according to the Royal Bank of Scotland. This establishes combined ETF holdings as the fourth largest hoard of gold after the US, Germany, and IMF's reserves, said the bank. The rise of gold-backed ETFs has broadened gold ownership among global investment community. These funds streamline the process of purchasing, transporting, storing, and reselling gold bullion, thereby making bullion trading analogous to buying and selling equities. In 10 years, gold has gone from a market dominated by central banks, a tight-knit collection of coin buyers and bullion banks and the jewelry trade, to a more open market. Now, following that, there is something going on that I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. I have the story posted on my website. The headline is Battle in the Shadows, Wall Street and the Fed face off over physical commodities. Now, this is a lengthy report that was posted by Reuters today. It is a 10-page report, so I haven't had enough time to go through it in detail to try and explain it to you in a soundbite. But needless to say, the gist of the article is this. Wall Street's biggest banks are locked in an increasing frantic struggle with the Federal Reserve over the right to retain the jewels of their commodity trading empires, warehouses, storage, and other hard assets worth billions of dollars. While the battle over proprietary trading and new derivatives regulations has taken place largely in public view since the 2008 financial crisis, the fight by J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs to retain or expand their prized physical commodity operations, most acquired in only the past 6 years, has largely remained hidden from view. Now, a quick analysis of this report, and as I said, it's a 10-page report, and I haven't gone through it in its entirety, but I have taken a few things from it. And we'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
When your love has moved away, you must face yourself and you must say, I remember better days. Don't you cry, 'cause she is gone. She is only moving on, chasing mirrors through a haze.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Friday. Trying to decipher information from a late-breaking story today, reported by Reuters, that there's a battle going on in the shadows between Wall Street and Ben Bernanke and the Fed. And it's all over physical commodities. And it seems as though the debate between Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, is getting close to what this article refers to as an inflection point. And I find this very interesting. Because within 18 months, the Fed will likely either allow banks more freedom to invest in the physical commodity world than ever, or force them to sell off the assets that many banks are counting on to buttress their trading books at a time when they are already vulnerable because of intensifying competition and new trading curves. The banks are now locked in deep debate with the Fed. Multiple sources involved in the discussion told Reuters that Goldman and Morgan Stanley argue the right to own such assets is grandfathered in from their lightly regulated investment banking days, or that at least they should be allowed to retain them as a merchant banking investment kept segregated from the trading desks. But regulators and lawmakers may not be in the mood to give way. Banks are under pressure to reduce on their balance sheets as commodity prices rise again, and they may face more allegations that they could use these assets to drive prices higher or lower, squeezing them for trading profits. The Fed's not going to be terribly accommodating, said Oliver Island, a former associate counsel to the Federal Reserve and partner with a law firm, Morriston Forrester, in Washington, D.C. There doesn't seem to be a lot of sentiment in this town for people doing new things and taking new risks. Should the banks lose the debate, the result may be the biggest shakeup in the commodity market since the early 1980s, when Wall Street first discovered the potential profits to be made by wading deep into the murky world of crude oil cargoes, copper stockpiles, and power plants. Adding large-scale complex commodity market activities to too-big-to-fail bank portfolios with dangerous potential ramifications to the real economy, as demonstrated in California by Enron, is not comforting. According to John Fullerton, who ran J.P. Morgan's commodity business in the 1990s and is now a market activist at the Capital Institute in Connecticut, he said, the loss of their coveted assets would be a blow for the banks at the worst possible moment, when their proprietary trading desks shut down, commodity merchants trying to poach their top traders, and the new Basel III capital requirements requiring them to further build capital reserves. The Fed declined. Reuters asked for a comment from the Fed, but the Fed declined to discuss specific companies directly or the likely final outcome of the talks. Spokespeople for Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan declined to comment on detailed questions put to them by Reuters. So when you put all these stories together, you got to know that something is going on out there. What it is exactly, I haven't put my finger on it, but I think I'm getting close. Now, with that being said, there is this other problem out there. And that is the inevitable war with Iran. According to Israeli news agency, when Netanyahu flies into the U.S. This weekend, he is going to demand that Obama commits to military action in Iran. Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu will press the U.S. President for an explicit threat of military action against Iran if sanctions fail and Iran's nuclear program advances beyond specified red lines. It was also reported today in the British Guardian. Netanyahu is expected to raise the issue during his meeting on Monday at the White House with Obama. The report in The Guardian also quoted diplomats as having said that Israel is angered by the Obama administration's public disparaging of early military action against Iran, saying that it weakens the prospect of Iran taking the warnings from Israel seriously. You know, the more that I find out about Bibi Netanyahu, I'm fast coming to the conclusion that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is starting to make Hitler look like a choir boy. I want to direct you to another article I have posted on my website, and there's a few there of interest today, outside of the fact that Obama last night came out at a fundraiser in New York and stated categorically that the U.S. support of Israel is sacrosanct. But there's also another story there that says Israeli officials call for the starving of millions of Iranians. I mean, think about this for a second. Bibi Netanyahu's best and brightest have an idea on how to deal with Iran's imaginary nukes. Starve the Iranian people to death. According to their mindset, North Korea is halting its nuclear program in order to receive aid and food. And this is what should be done with Iran as well. An unnamed Israeli official told the Ynet news agency. Suffocating sanctions could lead to a grave economic situation in Iran and to a shortage of food, the source explained. Well, this is pretty much what Bibi Netanyahu has done to the Palestinians. Now, I've also included in the story about Israeli officials calling for the starving of million Iranians, I've included a four-minute video that shows the faces of the people that Bibi Netanyahu wants to incinerate and or starve to death. And I defy anyone to look at this video and not come to the conclusion that Bibi Netanyahu is on the same level as Adolf Hitler. I will go a step further and say maybe even worse than Adolf Hitler. I would put Bibi Netanyahu up there with Stalin. Or any of the worst dictators in Africa. This man is a complete worthless piece of trash. And the fact that so many senators and Congress critters bow to him on a regular basis is most probably one of the most despicable things I've ever witnessed. And the fact that Obama is actually going to kiss the ring of the Zionists solely thinking it's going to assure him a second term is even more despicable. No shock or surprise today, Obama came out and tried to compare himself to Gandhi and Nelson Mandela. I knew it was inevitable he was going to do that at some point in time. Well, let me set the record straight. Barack Obama doesn't hold a candle to Nelson Mandela. They couldn't be further apart than anything else, let alone throwing Gandhi into the mix. CNN today obviously demonstrated its Zionist bias when they were having a segment about a possible Washington military intervention in Iran at the behest of Israel. They were interviewing a 28-year-old Corporal Jesse Thornton. He was being interviewed by another one of the dumbest women on television, Dana Bash. She joins a long list of dumb women on television. I always used to say that Sarah Palin was probably the dumbest woman in America. Well, that was before I came to listen to Megyn Kelly on Fox News with all the other Fox babes there. But Dana Bash is up there with the dumbest woman in America. She was interviewing Corporal Jesse Thornton, and he started speaking in favor of Ron Paul's non-interventionist views on U.S. policy. He went on to say that Paul has repeatedly warned against a U.S. military confrontation against Iran. This country, the U.S., doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in, he said during his interview. When asked whether it would be very dangerous for the USA if Paul was elected president, according to Dana Bash, Thorson responded, "I think it would be even more dangerous to start nitpicking wars with more countries, and especially someone like Iran." Corporal Thorson was then seemingly going to suggest that Israel should be left to handle its warmongering policies on its own before the remote feed was mysteriously lost in transmission at CNN Central. Wolf Blitzer suddenly appeared on screen and said, "Sorry, we just lost our tech connection, unfortunately." And then Thorson simply disappeared. Way to go, CNN. Jeez, why don't you just pack up and move to Israel?
store. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. Herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the flip side, and let me give a plug for Charles Carlson and Straight Gate Ministries. Tomorrow, Charles will be in Washington, D.C. at the APEC Summit. He will be holding a vigil at the Methodist Church. And then on Sunday, once again, he holds the vigil for peace, no war on Iran, at the McLean Bible Church. And this is a Project Straight Gate vigil, and does its special part for peace. And Charles says, if you're in the area, you're all invited. McLean Bible is one of the largest and most influential churches that we have ever challenged. The rally on Sunday goes from 9 p.m., the rally at the D.C. Convention Center. Code Pink will be there with an all-out no war on Iran during the APEC Sunday conference, which I believe is at the corner of Massachusetts and 9th Avenue. So if you're in the area, drop by and say hi to Charles. Well, my friends, trust you have a great weekend, and we'll do this again Monday. Till then, see you, bye.